आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू लॉन्च मुख्यमंत्री महिला रोजगार योजना थ्रू वीडियो कॉन्फ्रेंसिंग इन बिहार टुडे टू मेक वुमेन सेल्फ रिलायंट। मिग 21 फाइटर जेट्स टू रिटायर टुडे आफ्टर 62 इयर्स इन सर्विस। External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stresses the need to show zero tolerance towards terrorist activities, criticizes world's double standards in applying sanctions. Election Commission issues new directive to streamline process of counting of postal ballots. Center cancels FCRA certificate of Sonam Wangchuk's NGO in violation of Foreign Contribution Regulation Act. Palestinian President condemns Hamas, says ready to work with US on peace plan. And in cricket, Pakistan beat Bangladesh to set up the first ever Asia Cup final against India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana this morning from New Delhi through video conferencing. Under this scheme, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer 10,000 rupees directly into the beneficiaries' bank accounts via DBT through video conferencing. This scheme is considered significant ahead of the Bihar Assembly elections. We have more from our correspondent.
On the first day of the launch of the scheme, the first installment of 10,000 rupees will be transferred to the accounts of 75 lakh women. This initiative is being launched as part of a series of welfare measures for women under the leadership of Chief Minister Nitish Kumar. Today, a total of 7,500 crore rupees will be directly transferred to the bank accounts through DBT. The scheme has been envisioned with the aim of empowering women and making their families self-reliant. The government has said that if employment progresses in the right direction, beneficiaries will be provided additional assistance of up to 2 lakh rupees. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
The Indian Air Force will bid farewell to the MiG-21 aircraft in Chandigarh today. The event marks the end of an era for the aircraft that served the nation for more than 60 years. During the ceremony, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will be the chief guest. He will be joined by Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, and retired AF Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary. In a statement, the Ministry of Defence said that MiG-21 is a legendary icon of the Indian Air Force and a fearless warrior that has etched its valour across generations. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the prestigious National Geoscience Awards NGA 2024 at a ceremonial function at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Center in New Delhi today. The National Geoscience Awards are among the country's oldest and most prestigious honors in the field of geosciences. More from our correspondent.
The objective of these awards is to honor individual and team for extraordinary achievement and outstanding contribution in various fields of geosciences. For the year 2024, the Ministry of Mines received 208 nominations across the three award categories. Following a rigorous three-stage screening process, 12 awards have been finalized under three award categories, which include 9 individuals and 3 team awards. The awards are given in three categories, which includes National Geosciences Award for Lifetime Achievement, National Geosciences Award, and National Young Geoscientist Award. With Aman Yadav, Rohan for Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said that those who are fighting against terrorism are performing a service to the international community. Presenting the case of Operation Sindoor at G20 Foreign Ministers meeting in New York, Mr. Jaishankar stressed the need for the world to show zero tolerance towards terrorist activities. The External Affairs Minister also criticized the world's double standards in applying sanctions. He pointed out that sanctions disrupt supplies, logistics, and increase costs, creating pressure on nations. Mr. Jaishankar pointed out how peace and development have both suffered, especially affecting the global south due to soaring prices of energy, food, and fertilizers.
It is imperative that the world display neither tolerance nor accommodation to terrorist activities. Given the extensive networking among terrorists, those who act against them on any front actually render a larger service to the international community as a whole. As we confront conflict, economic pressures, and terrorism, the limitations of multilateralism and the United Nations in particular are visible. The need for reforming multilateralism has never been greater.
The Home Ministry has cancelled the FCRA certificate of Sonam Wangchuk's NGO. Sources said that, according to official findings, Sonam Wangchuk had deposited 3.5 lakh rupees into the FCRA account of the association in violation of Foreign Contribution Regulation Act in 2021-22. The NGO had also received 4,93,205 rupees from a Swedish donor for educational programs on issues including migration, climate change, food security and sovereignty. The ministry said a foreign contribution cannot be accepted for study on sovereignty of the nation and said the act is against the national interest of the country. The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. Now people can avail the benefits of GST reforms which are already implemented on the 22nd of this month. Under the new structure, the GST Council has simplified the earlier four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28% into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18%. By reducing the tax rate on a wide range of goods and services, the reforms are bringing substantial relief to citizens. A report.
The Goods and Service Tax Council has approved major reforms in the indirect tax system. The earlier four-tier structure of 5, 12, 18 and 28% has now been simplified into a two-tier framework of 5 and 18%. An additional slab of 40% has been introduced for select items such as tobacco and luxury goods. The rate rationalization aims to benefit the common man, labor-intensive industries, farmers, agriculture, healthcare and other key drivers of the economy. Under the new structure, several essential food items including ultra-high temperature milk, chhena, paneer, pizza, bread and chapati will attract zero tax. In a significant relief for the agricultural sector, GST on equipment like tractors, harvesting machinery and composting machines have been reduced from 12 to 5%. Similarly, the GST on two-wheelers up to 350cc has been lowered from 28 to 18%, providing relief to lower middle-class families, young professionals and gig workers who rely on affordable transport. Talking to Akashvani News, Delhi resident Abhay Pratap welcomed this decision, saying it will go a long way in helping the middle class realize their aspirations.
GST daron mein katauti hone ke karan,
due to the reduction in GST rates from 28% to 18%, I am going to buy a bike this Diwali. I am deeply grateful to the government for taking such a significant step for middle class's family, enabling us to fulfill our dreams today.
Apne sapno ko pura kar pa rahe.
The tax cut will provide much needed boost to the manufacturing sector, especially small and medium enterprises. Nitika Gupta, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is, public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has transformed governance into a seamless, transparent and inclusive digital experience through India's growing e-governance ecosystem.
From public services to financial empowerment, India's e-governance ecosystem is redefining the citizen experience. Guided by the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, technology is making governance more accessible and inclusive. As the Prime Minister said, e-governance is easy, effective, economical and environment-friendly governance.
मेरे हिसाब से e-governance, easy governance, effective governance, economical governance, environment friendly governance, ये बहुत ही सरल है, बहुत ही उपयोगी है और आज के समय में जब समय की कठिनाई है तो कम समय में करने वाला काम इससे होता है.
The Jam Trinity, Jandhan, Aadhaar and Mobile has become the key enabler of India's well-developed digital landscape. Direct benefit transfer, or DBT uses the JAM network to send government benefits, subsidies and payments directly into beneficiaries' bank accounts. Meanwhile, eKYC makes Aadhaar-based verification instant, paperless and fraud-free, ensuring seamless, transparent and secure governance. The Government E-Marketplace or GEM has revolutionized procurement while also enabling lakhs of small businesses, women entrepreneurs and startups to thrive. Umang app acts as a single platform to assess government services. DigiLocker allows citizens to store digital documents. Bhashini enables interlanguage communication. And iGOT Karmyogi has emerged as a key digital learning platform. Sharing his experience, Syed Khalid from Baramulla, Jammu and Kashmir said, the Umang app has helped him complete his work easily and quickly.
I heard about the Umang app from my friends and I downloaded it. I found it very beneficial. With the Umang app, I can easily get my work done from home.
Technology has now become a bridge between government and people. Together, these platforms ensure that governance is not bound by counters and corridors, but flows digitally, inclusively and transparently to every citizen of India.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Election Commission has revised the rules relating to counting of postal ballots, making it mandatory for all postal ballot papers to be counted before the penultimate round of EVM and VVPATs counting is taken up. In a statement, the Commission said that the 30th initiative aims to streamline postal ballot counting to enhance speed, transparency and uniformity. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has condemned Hamas and expressed willingness to work with US President Donald Trump on a UN-backed peace plan. Moving on to the world of sports, in cricket, Pakistan defeated Bangladesh by 11 runs in their Super 4 clash of the Asia Cup 2025 in Dubai last night. With this win, Pakistan will now face India for the first time in an Asia Cup final. We have more from our sports desk.
India and Pakistan will meet in the Asia Cup 2025 final for the first time in the tournament's history. Pakistan qualified for the final with an 11-run victory over Bangladesh. After being invited to bat first, Pakistan scored 135 for 8 in 20 overs. In reply, Bangladesh fell 11 runs short of the target. Shaheen Afridi was named player of the match for his clinical all-round performance with both bat and ball. Meanwhile, in another Super 4 encounter before the finals, India will face Sri Lanka in Dubai this evening. Next we have from football, where India under 17 men's football team secured a 3-0 victory over Nepal in the semi-final of the SAFF under 17 championship in Colombo, Sri Lanka. This win ensures their place in the final, where they will face Bangladesh. With this win, the Blue Colts continue their unbeaten run and remain on track for a fourth consecutive title in the tournament. And in archery, India has assured at least 3 medals at the Para Archery World Championships in South Korea, with a historic 3 Indian players to play for gold medal in the compound open category. With Nandini, Chirag Joy, Sports Desk.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakal.
Thank you, Sunil. The top story in the Asian Age quotes Prime Minister Narendra Modi as saying after inaugurating the UP International Trade Show that the next GST will boost growth. A day before the iconic MiG-21 is slated to retire from service in the Indian Air Force, the Ministry of Defence has signed a 62,370 crore rupees contract with HAL for 97 light combat aircraft, reports the Statesman. And finally, the Times of India cites a report titled Children in India 2025, which reveals that a third of Indian children aged 5 to 9 have high triglycerides and Delhi tops in hypertension. And with that, it back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Nina. And before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana through video conferencing in Bihar today to make women self-reliant. MiG-21 fighter jets to retire today after 62 years in service. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar stressed the need to show zero tolerance towards terrorist activities, criticizes world's double standards in applying sanctions. Election Commission issues new directive to streamline process of counting of postal ballots. And in cricket, Pakistan beat Bangladesh to set up the first ever Asia Cup final against India. And with that, in the morning news, have a nice day.